for the next short while. I got an email from Mr. Kyle Kimbrell Thursday night. His daughter had won some cheer competition, and they were advancing on to the next round. They totally didn't expect it, that they were going to go this far. And he's like, look, they're on their way to nationals. This is my daughter. It's really, really important that I'm there for her. Is there any way that I could take a mulligan and reschedule Super Saturday? And when you get that Thursday night, you're like, no, there's not. Go make another daughter. But I tried to be a little bit understanding as a father of six kids. I was like, you know, I know what it's like to have your kids in something very big, very important. And so we do have him rescheduled for another day. We frantically got on the phone calling some of the other leaders around the nation, and fortunately was able to get a gentleman to come in and share some incredible information with you guys. And let me just tell you, I mean, we've had Mr. Schieber down here a few different times to share information with us, but some statistics you guys, you know, may not fully understand. Number 16 in the nation in recruiting right now, and you guys, out of a few hundred thousand people, that's pretty darn big. And number 11 out of Fast Start qualifying his new associates in the entire nation, qualified for the Profiles of Success book for 2013, also qualified for the Cancun trip and the BMW car allowance. This gentleman is a mover and shaker out there doing the deal. Would you all give it up for Mr. Damian Schieber?
Thank you so much. I got to tell you, I was planning on coming down for Super Saturday anyway, and because I was looking forward to learning from Mr. Kimbrell, and then Mr. Hall found out I was going to be in town, and he was like, oh, Mr. Schieber's the perfect person to show that anyone can do this. So yeah, I appreciate the invite. I got to tell you, I'll tell you a little bit of my story as we go through the slides, because you didn't really come out to hear my story, but you came out to see the information. How many guests in the room today? Okay, cool deal. Quite a few. So real quick, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Moved out west in 99. I actually lived in Utah for a couple of years. From 99 to 2002, moved down to Vegas. And then moved up to Boise in 2004, where we've been for the last 8 years now, I guess. It was a little different in Boise. It was a little different in Utah, quite honestly, when I moved out from Brooklyn. But it was a little different in Boise. People kept asking me, hey, you know, so what's it like in Idaho? And I kept saying, I don't know, it's a little weird. I'm passing cows on my way to work, things like that. You know, the only cows we passed in New York were, you know, Jersey chicks, right? So, no offense to anyone who's from Jersey. But, you know, that's the idea. I moved out. I got into the mortgage business when I moved out west, and that was a great career for 8.5 out of the 11 years I was in it. And, you know, a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, I started looking not to leave the mortgage business because, honestly, I felt trapped in the mortgage business. Anyone ever feel trapped in a career? Okay. I felt trapped simply because it's kind of hard to start over when you already have 8 kids. Mr. Hall didn't mention I've got I totally understand. I took Mr. Hall's advice. I never go to my kids' events, right? I just make more, right? So I've got number 11 on the way now. But at the time, I had 8 kids. And I want you to understand, when you're used to a career and you've been in a path for a while, and all of a sudden, it's hard to say, you know, Mom, I need to move back in. Me, Amber, 8 kids. We need to crash on the couch for a couple of years while I get resituated in my life. And so felt really trapped in the mortgage business, but I was looking for a way to boost my mortgage business. And in the summer of 2008, I was sitting there thinking to myself, if I knew then what I know now, how many of you have ever said that to yourself? If I knew then what I know now? If I knew then what I know now, 8.5 years before then, I would have gone into insurance. Right? And I would have gone into insurance because of the residual income. How many people are here because of residual income? Okay? And, you know, that's where you do the work once, right, and you get paid forever, Okay. Here's what I knew. Any loan officers in the room? One? Two? Okay. Two people. Well, I'm sure you'll agree with me. If not, please don't take offense, but it is my opinion. But loan officers are stupid people. Okay? True. Like, they're nodding. They're nodding. Okay, good deal. They understand. But that's why they're here. Okay? Because loan officers are stupid people. See, most people don't get residual income, period. Right? They don't get it here. Therefore, they don't get it here. Right? But loan officers get it here. And we still don't get it here. Right? We spend our entire career setting it up for other people. We set it up for the bank. We set it up for the homeowners insurance agents. Right? So when the economy was crashing, and by the way, we felt it in the mortgage business about a year before everyone else. True? So as the economy was coming to a halt, I was looking and saying, my gosh, I've been setting up income for them for years, and I've got nothing right now. And 8 starving kids, you know, type of deal. They were starving, but I was okay, as you could tell. So so all of a sudden, in November of 2008, right? How many of you have heard, when the student is ready, the teacher appears? Okay? So I was ready in the summer, but just to make sure I was ready, God waited till the fall to introduce me to Legal Shield. But I had a friend introduce me to Legal Shield, and all of a sudden, and I really want you to see it the way I saw it, okay? So that's why I'm going through all this. Because some of you, you know, were looking for an opportunity, and Legal Shield came into your life, and that's fantastic. But some of you weren't really looking for an opportunity, but you may have just been looking for, you know, something. Who knows what? You know, not necessarily an opportunity. Maybe you were looking for the service. Maybe you were looking for a way to grow your existing business like I was. But in the fall of 2008, my friend Doug Atwood showed me Legal Shield, and I immediately thought to myself, well, I'm not really interested in the network marketing aspect. How many of you are not interested, or were not interested when you first saw this, in network marketing? Okay. I wasn't interested in the network marketing aspect, but what I saw was a service that I could have used multiple times in my life, and that all of my clients could use. And that's really what I saw. It was a way to boost my mortgage business, because ultimately what I wanted was, you know, not to sign up, you know, Mr. Burns for a Legal Shield membership. Ultimately, what I wanted to be able to do is do his loan, sell him a Legal Shield membership so I could start getting some residual income in my life. And then, hopefully, Mr. Burns would turn around to Mr. Hall and say, oh, you're looking to refinance your house? You need to use my mortgage guy. Not only did he get me a great rate, but he set me up with my will. He got me my identity theft protection. You should use Damien. And that's really all I was looking for. And again, I want you to understand, I wasn't looking to get rich tomorrow, but I was looking over the next 15 years, I was going to do 1,000 loans anyway. And if I could attach a Legal Shield membership to every one of those loans, then at the end of 15 years, I'd have $50,000 in residual income coming in. And that's all I saw. And I want you to know today that 15 years, $50,000 was what I saw. But job free today and making 50 grand in Legal Shield, 50 grand plus in Legal Shield. So if you're interested in residual income, that's fantastic. But today we're going to talk not only about residual income, but how you can make some serious money today. Is that okay? Okay. So with that, let's hop into the information. Today, this is what we're going to cover, who we are, what we do, and why so many people are joining us right now. A couple of questions that they want me to ask you. You know, how many of you have ever signed a contract or a document? Okay, most of you. Some of you that don't think you've ever signed a contract, that's okay. If you're married, I promise you, you signed a contract, and the fine print on that is extremely dangerous. Okay, but here are the real questions. How many of you have ever signed a contract that you regretted? How many of you have signed a contract you didn't understand? How many of you have signed a contract you didn't even read? Okay, and we know that's not smart, but we do it all the time. It's just a matter of course, right? You know, we go into the thing, we go into a retail store, they hand us a contract. We glance over the, you know, like we read the first paragraph, we look for keywords in the second paragraph, and the other 10 paragraphs we ignore and we just sign it, right? But it's those other 10 paragraphs that are going to be the ones that we regret. So how about how many of you have ever been overcharged or treated unfairly? Okay. How about received a traffic ticket? How many of you have received a traffic ticket in the last 3 years? Two or more? Three or more? Four or more? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? 10 tickets or more? How many? 10. Okay, I won't tell you how many I got then. I've actually gotten 12 tickets in the last 3 years. But only 3 are on my record. We'll talk more about that in a minute, too. How many of you have known a victim of identity theft or been one yourself? Okay. How many of you know someone who's been really, really victimized, like bad, took them years to solve the problem? Okay, fantastic. You know, that's fantastic. I love when people get, you know, their identity stolen, because it just it's fantastic, right? No, it's a serious problem. How many of you would agree it's a serious problem? Okay. How many of you have been in a situation where you thought the advice of an attorney might be useful? Okay. And those are the things we talked about. You know, Legal Shield gives us the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about high hourly costs. I don't know about you, I grew up in the projects in Brooklyn. We would not have called an attorney unless, like, Dad was going to jail, right? If I was going to jail, it would have been like, see ya. You know, but if Dad was going to jail, he was the one putting food on the table, we would have sprung for an attorney, right? It would have been different if I was able to grow up in a house where for one flat monthly fee, we could have had access on an unlimited basis to legal advice, no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. You know, how many of you have ever called an attorney outside of Legal Shield? Okay, how many of you have ever called an attorney outside of Legal Shield on small matters? Okay. Some of you have called an attorney. What does the dollar amount have to be involved for you to call an attorney outside of Legal Shield? Pretty large. You know, at least probably a number with a comma in it or higher, right? I mean, nobody calls over a couple of $100, but you might call over a couple of thousand, right? But under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your lives on your own terms, worry-free, every day, every night. And for the Legal Shield associates in the room, how many of you know that that's true? Okay. I always tell people, listen, you know that whenever you're dealing with a legal situation, right, stress goes from here to here, right? And I know that anti-aging is, you know, the new rave in both women and men, skincare and blah, 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 whatever the deal is. Listen, if you have less stress, you won't age, right? So the best anti-aging product is actually a Legal Shield membership, just so you know. Okay. And this is what we do. And I got to tell you, by the way, I want you to understand how simple this is. All right, so if you're a guest in the room today and you're evaluating, I'm assuming you're not actually here to evaluate the membership. You've probably already seen some information. If you haven't, I'm glad you're here. We'll go through it. But I want you to know how simple this is. The last briefing that I did in Boise, we actually had a guest presenter. Literally, like there was a guest that came and I had them present. And like that, I asked them beforehand, I said, listen, would you mind helping me out tonight? And they said, no, I'd be happy to. I said, fantastic. And I went up and I just simply introduced them as the guest speaker. And they came up and I said, don't worry, I'll stand up here. But our guest went through the information. That's how simple this business is. So any guests care to volunteer? No. Okay. Just making sure. I didn't give them a choice in Boise, but I give you a choice here. But, I mean, it's so simple. All we do is point and read. As you can tell, that's all I'm doing is going through the slides here. And by the way, our membership is $35.95 a month. Here's what I want you to think to yourself. Okay, three questions. The first one is, can the average family afford $35.95 a month? How many of you believe that the average family, that's something that they can afford, a dollar a day, right? Okay. Number two, would the average family use something on here at least once a year? Okay, because if we use it at least once a year, it would pay for itself. Okay. And number three is, can I feel good about offering, you know, sharing this membership with someone? The same way I would tell someone about a great movie or a great restaurant, you know, would I tell them about this? Okay. And so as we go through this information, a dollar a day, can I feel good about it, and would the average person use it at least once a year? Okay. The first thing you get is unlimited phone consultation. Now, we have all kinds of plans. We have commercial driver's plans, small business plans. I mean, we've got all kinds of plans. But today we're going to go through a family plan. Doesn't matter if you're a family of one or a family of, you know, soon to be 13 like mine. It's a family plan. Okay? But I want you to know that even under this family plan, this unlimited legal advice is personal or business. Okay? So how many business owners do you know that either don't pay for legal advice because they can't afford it, or they have an attorney that they check in with regularly and they're paying thousands of dollars a year? Okay? Do you think for $35.95 a month, those business owners would be interested in a family plan? Okay? So unlimited legal advice. You know, it doesn't matter. It's the fence. It's the dog. It's, you know, my kids got into a fight at school. Somebody dented my car. What are my legal rights? What's my recourse in this situation, right? You know, doesn't matter what the situation is, okay? You can get unlimited legal advice. Maybe you're like me. Tons of kids. My oldest, by the way, is only 14. So a couple of years ago, I called the firm just to find out what the minimum babysitting age in Idaho was. How many of you would pick up a phone and call the attorney to find out what the minimum babysitting age in Idaho is? Or Utah, you know, obviously Idaho. But, you know, that's the idea. Because it's no longer a financial decision, I can pick up the phone all the time. Okay? Somebody hit my car, their insurance agency or their insurance company didn't do what I thought they should do. I was able to pick up the phone and call my attorney. You know, ironically, my attorney told me the same thing that their adjuster did. But I like hearing it from my attorney a lot better than from someone who's trying to protect their bottom line. Does that make sense? It made me feel better. And it didn't, it didn't cost me anything. You know, so all included for $1 a day. Second thing we get is letters and phone calls. Unlimited on personal matters, unlimited. One per subject, but an unlimited number of subjects. You know, and just to give you an idea, here's a, got a whole bunch of letters up here, but a friend of mine I sold a membership to, she had some guy come by and blow out her sprinklers. What do you guys pay for sprinkler blowouts down here? You do it yourself? Does anyone pay for them? Everyone does it themselves or lets their lines burst, like me? Okay. Well, up in Boise, the average price is about $20. Okay. But some guy came by, blew out a sprinkler, sent her an invoice for $45. Now, I want you to think about this. The average American, I don't know what the average wage is here in the state of Utah, but the average American, from dead broke to Bill Gates, makes $13 an hour. Okay. $45. Do you know how many hours you have to work to pay this bill for a service you didn't order, right? When you include taxes and FICA and things like that, you're working 4 to 4.5 hours to pay for something that you didn't do. And she thought this would be an easy fix. She called the company and said, hey, I didn't order a sprinkler blowout from you guys. And they said, well, we did the work. She's like, well, you didn't do the work. I actually paid someone else $20 the week before. You know. And she's like, ma'am, we did the work. If you don't pay it, we'll send you to collections. 800 credit score. How excited was she? Totally felt violated, but she was able to pick up the phone, call the attorneys, and they said, you know, that doesn't sound right to us either. We'll go ahead and write a letter. You know, they got this little army of attorneys going after them. They mentioned the word trespass in here two or three times, and lo and behold, the bill was zeroed out. Here's another friend of mine. Bought his and her cell phones because they were going to be free after a rebate, right? $150, but free after the rebate. He prepared, I don't know if any of you ever liked this, but he prepared the rebate at the T-Mobile counter and then sent it in on the way home. 3 weeks later, he calls in and they're like, well, it's still in processing. 4 weeks, 5 weeks, it's still in processing. 6 weeks, ironically, now it's past the rebate period and there's unfortunately nothing they can do. How many of you have ever heard something like that? Okay. So, you know, he got a little frustrated, but instead of being like, hey, let me talk to your manager. Let me talk to your manager's manager. He was just able to call the attorneys, explain the situation. They said, you know, that doesn't sound right to us either. We'll write a letter. They write a letter, and the difference is they're not dealing with customer care. They're dealing with the legal department, right? It's a little bit different. And I love this line. It says, your actions in this matter are unprofessional, unacceptable, and here's the key phrase, legally actionable. To avoid further action, please remit $150 to Mr. and Mrs. Mack within 10 days of this letter. Ironically enough, 10 days later, allowing some time for mailing. It says, T-Mobile says, in an effort to amicably resolve this matter, T-Mobile has agreed to issue a credit to the account in the amount of $150. Okay. And it's just the power of having access, and we're deliberately using small examples because, again, if the problem was big enough, we would get an attorney involved anyway, right? If it's a $10,000 issue, you're going to call an attorney. But how many of you would have called an attorney over a $150 issue without a Legal Shield membership? And that's the point. Right? And so we're just leveling the legal playing field, that's all. Contracts and documents reviewed up to 10 pages. Here's what I know. Last year, a couple of things came across my desk. And, I mean, these were things like I thought, this is a waste of the attorney's time for me to send it in. You know, I understood the document. I understood the situation. It's just a waste of their time. But I'm the regional manager up in Idaho, and I'm always telling everyone, don't sign anything without having your attorney review it. So I called the firm. I said, hey, listen, I just want a second set of eyes to look at this. They said, Damien, we'd be happy to look at that for you. Now, that's a little different, too, isn't it? Attorneys that aren't going to get paid anything more than my monthly membership are happy to do some extra work for me to make sure that I stay a happy member. How many of you think that's a little different than the attorneys you're used to dealing with? Okay, so I send it in, they call me back, and they say, Damien, in both situations, Damien, don't sign it. I was like, what? Why not? They told me why not. Here's what I found out. I may understand the document. I may understand the situation, but I don't necessarily understand the law. And the law is always changing. Before you sign anything, I don't care if it's a cell phone contract, a credit card offer, okay, have the attorneys review it. It's always better to, you know, the Bible says this in Proverbs, in the multitude of counselors, there are 60. Right? How many of us make decisions on our own and realize we made a bad decision later? But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I went to buy a car. The car I'm driving right now is a Mercury Grand Marquis, and I absolutely love it. Bought it used. It's an 01, so it still has a tape deck, Mr. Hall. But it's an 01, but it only had 31,000 miles on it. Okay, and I got it for $3,900 from a dealership. I was ecstatic. You know, but here's the thing. We got an offer in the mail, right? One of those pre-approved deals. And we needed a second car, so we went down to the dealership that told us to go to on the pre-approved offer. And it's one of those high-pressure environments, okay? And I walked onto the lot, and immediately there's a salesman there. And he says, you know, can I help you? And I said, well, in all honesty, we're just looking. So we're definitely not buying anything today. How many times do you think that salesman heard that? Okay. I said, we're definitely not buying anything today. And I knew we weren't buying anything that day because it was Saturday. And the law office is closed. Right? So I knew I wasn't buying anything that day. And he said, okay, well, I'd be happy to help you. I said, no, Bobby, listen, seriously. If you need to make a sale today, go help someone else because I'm definitely not buying anything today. I don't buy anything unless my attorney reviews the terms and the law office is closed. And he helped me anyway, and we found a car, and it wasn't quite the car I wanted. How many of you have ever had this experience? It's not quite the car you want, but you get sold on it, and on your way home, you're convincing yourself of all the reasons you like the car. Okay, but I didn't have to do that, but I'm sure I would have, because what happened was, as we got to the end, and he kept, you know, well, fill out the app. I filled out the app, we came back, we're approved, blah, blah, blah. I said, and he came down and started talking about price, and I said, listen, Bobby, it doesn't matter. I can't buy anything today. And I left the lot. He said, well, I guess we'll have to wait till Monday, blah, blah, blah. I left the lot. I went down to another lot next door simply because I could. Didn't find anything on that lot, but that salesman, I said, this is really what I'm looking for, and kind of explained to him why I wanted, you know, what I was looking for in a car and why I wanted it and things like that. That was a Saturday. Sunday morning, I called Bobby. I was talking with my wife. I said, you know, if we're going to spend that kind of money, I don't want that car. You know? So I called. I left a message for Bobby, and I just said, listen, let me know if anything else comes on the lot, but we're going to pass on that particular car. A week later, the other salesman calls me. Says, I found a car. Just came on the lot, 31,000 miles, blah, 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 blah. Went down, saw it, bought the car. So the reason I'm driving the car I am today that I'm ecstatic about is because I have a Legal Shield membership. Even though I didn't use the attorneys to review the contract, because I had the power in my back pocket, I was able to say, hey, listen, I can't do anything until my attorneys review it, and it gave me time to think about it. Okay? So whether you actually use the attorneys or not, you'll still be using your Legal Shield membership. Does that make sense? Your will, your living will, your health care, power of attorney. How many of you in your room already have your wills done? Okay, here's the problem. I know there are more associates than that in the room. I mean, some of the associates have not yet gotten their wills done. So here's a little tip for you. Get your wills done, if for no other reason, then you get to experience a law firm for yourself. Does that make sense? So, but you get your will done. Listen, I had 6 kids before I had a will of any kind. And that's only, my wife and I were about to get on a plane, and we thought, nothing's going to happen, but just in case, we should have something in writing, because I don't want your family raising the kids, and I don't want my family raising the kids. So we should definitely have something in writing. So we hand-wrote one out, but, you know, when I got my Legal Shield membership, you know, when you're raising a large family, how many of you know, when you're raising a large family, you don't have an extra $500 or $1,000 to get your will done? Okay, so, you know, but now it was just $35.95 a month. Now, $35.95 a month ends up being like $440 for the year. Maybe you can get your will done for $440, but what kind of attorney is going to take a payment plan of $35.95 a month from you? just for your will, by the way, not including all the other stuff, right? So we were able to get our will done. Here's what I found out. You would not believe that the burden you're walking around with if you don't have your will done. You're not aware of it because you've carried that burden your whole life. But as soon as you get your will done, your step is lighter. It's unbelievable how good it feels knowing, hey, listen, if anything happens, like as I pulled out of the driveway, the last thing my wife says is, come home to me, you know. But just in case, because I've driven down through Sweetser Pass in the winter and actually have been slid off the road, you know, it's like, hey, just in case, if anything happens, my house is in order. And that's a great feeling, okay? So get your wills done, $35.95 a month, that's the best deal you're going to find out there for your estate planning. Help with moving traffic infractions. Like I said, I've gotten 12. Listen, we don't fix tickets, right? But I've gotten 12 tickets in the last 3 years. Only 3 are on my record. I'd say that's pretty good. If it's defensible, they'll go to court for me. If it's not defensible, like most of mine are, okay? Like the first question the attorneys always ask me, you know, I tell them I got a speeding ticket. They say, well, were you speeding? I'm like, you know, why is that relevant? if it's something like, hey, it's not really defensible, I did it, they're still going to make a phone call for me. They're still going to see if they can negotiate it down for me. I know Mr. Hall has gotten tickets where they didn't necessarily call and negotiate for him, but they gave him a template, and he was able to get out of it. Right? So, you're going to get help with moving traffic infractions, trial defense, you're going to get a schedule of hours. So if you're sued in a civil suit or a job-related criminal suit, okay, you're going to get a schedule of hours that's covered. IRS audit protection down here, same thing, schedule of hours in case you get audited by the IRS. 24/7 access in an emergency. I mean, think about this, $35.95 a month to have an attorney on retainer on call 24/7. 7 a.m. Christmas morning, 1 a.m. New Year's Eve, 11 p.m. on the 4th of July when you're hanging out with Mr. Hall and firing off illegal fireworks and things like that. You know? whatever the case is, you can have an attorney answer the phone. That's amazing. So $35.95 a month, that alone would be worth the membership price, in my opinion. But you get it all. So 24/7 access and then 25% off anything else. I know I've had membership, people sign up for the membership just for the 25% off. How many of you know someone who's been divorced? Okay, keep your hand up. How many of you know someone who is divorced whose divorce cost them $10,000 or more? All the same hands. Okay. I mean, how many of them would like to have 25% back? $35.95 a month for $2,500 back. Right? You know, and it's not just bad things. I mean, that's the problem. Most people think that, you know, I only need an attorney if something's wrong. Listen, how many of you have ever started a business? Okay, fantastic. How would you like some advice when you were starting the business? Should I form an LLC or an S-Corp or a C-Corp? Maybe you're adopting a child. Anyone, you know anyone who's ever adopted a child? Okay. Do you think attorney's advice would be helpful in that situation? Is that a good thing? Okay. I mean, adopting a child is not a bad thing, right? It's a good thing. Okay. You know, maybe you're getting married to someone who's previously been divorced. Okay. How many of you know someone like that? Okay, there are legalities there. Someone who already has kids. Hey, how do I protect, you know, our life together from incursions, right? All those are good things. Listen, again, in the multitude of counselors, there are safety, right? I want to make the best decisions possible for my family, and so I'm always going to make decisions, not just counseling with my wife and not just in prayer together with the Lord, but I'm also going to avail myself of people who have been through the situation. You know, I can't tell you the number of times I call my attorneys a lot, but I call Mr. Hall a lot because he's my upline platinum, right? So I call him a lot for a lot of advice. You know, and the good news is, just like with the attorneys, the advice from Mr. Hall is included in my membership. I counsel with people who have been through things that I'm going through, but I also counsel with my attorneys to find out. Because there are always legalities around the things that I'm dealing with. How many of you remember, I won't go into the story, but how many of you remember when Melvin Hall was here a couple of years ago? Okay? And he talked about, you know, the law covers things before birth, the law covers things after death, and you know that everything in between is covered. Right? And so, if everything in between is covered, I want to counsel with my attorneys too. And again, not just, that, so again, $35.95, right? How many of you think just the advice would be worth $35.95? Okay? How about just the will? How about just 24/7 access? Just 25% off? Okay? So if all that, you're getting everything else for free and you're getting your identity theft on top of it. The best identity theft protection on the market. Listen, when I was in the mortgage business, I'd pull credit. And I'd show someone their credit report and they'd say, well, this isn't me and this isn't me. And I'd say, well, this one's helping you right now. So worry about that one after the loan closes. This one's hurting you right now. If that's really not you, we need to get that care of because otherwise the bank's going to make you pay it. You know. But there were times that some people would come in and I'd be like, dude, I can't do anything for you. Be like, but none of that is me. And I would give them, I had a little packet. I'd say, here's a packet of information. Good luck. I don't know what else to do for you. Okay. But when I saw our identity theft shield, I realized, dude, every single one of my clients needs that. You know, if I was doing your loan, you wouldn't even have a choice. At the end of your loan, you'd be like, here's your Legal Shield membership. By the way, your identity theft protection is already included. It'll help you with that situation with that one trade line. Right? And, you know, people say things like, oh, they can have my credit. Listen, you don't understand. It's not just being able to have problems securing a loan or harassment from debt collectors. But you see that third bullet point? Possible arrest for crimes committed by the identity thief? You know, Mr. Hall has clips. Maybe I'll show you at a training upcoming, but he's got clips of people who have had medical identity theft. He's had clips of people with criminal identity theft, Social Security identity theft. One lady in California, 200 people working in her Social Security number, right? I mean, that's crazy. And the IRS sending her a bill, she's like, I haven't even worked. You know, so it's all those types of things. And we do what you'd expect an identity theft protection company to do, those top four bullet points, right? But we also do what nobody else does. Right here, we're going to restore your identity back to what it was in the first place. Now, if you have bad credit, we're going to restore it to bad. Okay? If you have good credit, we're going to restore it to good. But we're going to make sure that whatever is on your report is truly you. We're not going to send you a kit. Instead, we're going to assign a licensed private investigator to your case. And it's going to be our time, our effort, and our energy that puts your life back together. That's a lot better than getting a kid in the mail and having to fit it in around kids and work, right? And for an extra dollar, we're going to do the same thing for all your kids. You know, I felt like we were paying too much because we were paying 10 cents each. But now with number 11, we're only paying 9 cents each. Okay? Just saying. So if you have one kid on the plan, I'm saying you're getting ripped off. That's all I'm saying. A whole buck on one kid. Really? So and again, $35.95 a month. You could pay, you know, there is a one-time $10 enrollment fee. You could pay the year up front. Some of you don't like a monthly bill. Great. Pay the year up front. You can pay by bank draft. You can pay by credit card. You know, super simple, right? We like to do things super simple. So that's the idea there. How many of you think that's an incredible value, by the way? Okay. And here's the question. If you know a few people that could use the service too, then we might have an opportunity for you. If you see a value in the membership, we might have an opportunity. If you don't see a value, there's no opportunity. Is that fair? Okay. So, you know, I want you to think to yourself real quick, you know, who has kids? How many of you know five people that have children in the state of Utah? Okay. How many of you know somebody's had their identity compromised again? Okay. How many of you know somebody who's self-employed or a business owner? Okay. How many of you know someone who needs to prepare or update their will? Like your parents may have had that done 10 years ago, but they've got more grandkids, they've decided they don't like some of them, you know, whatever the deal is, they need to get that will updated, right? So that's the idea. Those are all great candidates, but it's not just them. It's who do you know that could use more money? Who do you know that can use less stress? Okay? All those people. I honestly believe that the membership is for everybody. Okay? In all honesty, I don't believe the opportunity is for everybody, but I believe the membership is for everybody. Okay? So the company's been around for 40 years. We've got 1.5 million people on the books right now. And here's the beautiful part. They're on the books because they want to be, not because they have to be. How many of you are locked into a cell phone contract right now? Okay? How many of you, if you weren't locked in, would still stay with the same phone company? Okay? I would too. I love AT&T. They've done right by me. They're fantastic in my book. But just to make sure I don't leave, they still lock me in. Right? Just to make sure I don't get a better deal somewhere else, like when I see those commercials that say unlimited everything for 20 cents a month or whatever. You know, I'm like, well, maybe it will be worth switching. But, you know, so I'm locked in. I don't even worry about it. But with our membership, it's month to month. No long-term commitments. Right? So how many of you look at that 1.4 million members and say, wow, month to month, 1.4 million members, they've got to be happy members, right? Because if they're not happy, they wouldn't stay with us. So we've got 1.4 million families. It's really not just memberships. I mean, it's not just members. Because those 1.4 million memberships represent really about 4 million people. Okay? So 4 million people that are happy with us. And that number is continuing to grow all the time. So most people get involved with Legal Shield for one of those top three reasons. I got involved with them for that fourth reason. We're under Why Now, where it says market potential. So I want to explain this to you. How many of you have ever seen something like what I just showed you outside of Legal Shield? Anybody? Nobody. That's the market potential. Can't go down to Walmart and get it, right? Our competition, it's either $35.95 a month or it's $350 an hour. Your choice, okay? But just so I can explain the market potential to you and make sure it's clear, I was down in Tucson helping one of my associates a couple of years ago. And, she said, oh, my uncle could use a membership. So we went to see her uncle. And her uncle happened to be in a telecommunications multi-level, okay? And nothing wrong with that. And I started talking to him about Legal Shield, and he started trying to recruit me into this telecommunications multi-level. And I said to him, well, you know what? I appreciate it. I'm flattered. I am. But we're only at 2% penetration. We've got 98% of the market ahead of us, and I'm pretty excited about where we're at. And he says to me, 2%? You guys are saturated. We're only at 0.5%. And I said, you're kidding me. Only 1 out of 200 people in Tucson have cell phones? You mean only 1 out of 200 are getting them from you. And that's the difference, right? He was talking about 0.5% market share. Legal Shield has 90% market share in an industry that's only 2% penetrated. Those are the right numbers. Customer need is self-evident. Industries in transition. The economic environment's obviously right. Do you know anyone that could use less time or less money? Right? So the no time, no problem. No money, no problem. No friends, no problem. You know, the wall is green, no problem. You know, whatever. Here's the deal. I'm not a salesman. Okay? I love people. I love to hear myself talk. So, you know, that fits. But I really believe I can't sell, okay, honestly. You know, like, when everybody was buying cell phones back in 2000, only 33% of Americans had it. Like, today 100% have it. 33% of Americans had it, the other two-thirds were buying. I got fired for non-production, right? So I really can't sell. I couldn't sell fire to Eskimos. I couldn't sell water to someone in the Sahara. So I'm not here to overcome your objections. If you tell me, Damien, listen, this looks great, but the wall is green, and I can't do this, I'm going to be like, you know what, the wall is green, so I'm going to believe you when you say you can't do this. Fair enough? Okay, because I'm not here to babysit you. You know, I don't want to convince you in. You know, it's not a hard sales environment. Okay, it's not like the car dealership. Okay, if it makes sense to you, I'm going to show you an opportunity. Now, obviously, the membership already makes sense. Before you leave today, you'll get your membership. But if the opportunity makes sense. Now, if you have some questions, if you have some concerns that you might have a challenge with something, we can definitely address those. Either the person that invited you or your upline executive director will help resolve those concerns. But, listen, I'm not here to convince you. I want you to see an opportunity, and if you see an opportunity, we're going to be excited to work with you. Is that fair? Okay. So here's how we get paid. And by the way, this is the greatest compensation plan out there. And those aren't my words, although I would agree. Those are the words of Robert Kiyosaki. Right, Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame, cash flow quadrant. Okay, he says that this is the greatest compensation plan he's ever seen. Okay, so on personal sales, do we have a profile of success handy? Does someone have, anyone? Fantastic, can I borrow your profiles? Awesome. So on this on the yellow or orange column, whatever color that is, thank you. That's what you make when anytime you personally sell a membership, $35.95 plan, you can make anywhere from $34 to $252. And again, I want you to see it the way I did, because I wasn't interested in team building when I first saw this. I was interested in just selling memberships to my friends and to my clients. Okay? And I thought to myself, $34 to $252. So, you know, how realistic is it that I can get to the top end? Well, I want you to know, you can. Some of the things that differentiate our company from other companies out there is you can get to the top of the compensation plan without recruiting anyone. Okay? And right here is a guy who's done just that. This is Mr. Rob Best. Grab our profiles later, and you can read his story. But this is Mr. Rob Best. Last in 2009, he made $600,000 selling the membership himself. No team, nobody. $600,000. So you can make, and now he does that by offering our membership as an employee benefit. Okay? He goes into companies and says, your employees really should have this. And he does this like Jedi thing, right? Your employees should really have this. My employees should really have this. We need to set a date. We need to set a date. You know? Every one of your employees will get this. So, but $600,000 selling the membership himself. How many companies out there do you know that offer a product that, A, an employer would want to offer to their employees, right? Because they don't offer soap or makeup as an employee benefit, right? Okay, and number two, that you can make a great living just selling the product in a network marketing environment. Any companies out there? No, just us. So that's the deal, right? You can make great money just sharing the membership with your friends. Okay. However, you see this white column over here? The numbers are smaller, but they actually add up to more. Okay? Because you can make anywhere from $34 to $182 anytime someone you recruited sells a membership on, you know, to one of their friends or family. And just to give you an idea, here's Mr. Chris Hughes. Some of you know Mr. Hughes. I will tell you did not applaud for him. Mr. Chris Hughes, in 2010, made $250,000. And I'm pretty sure he sold this many memberships that year. Right? But he coached an incredible team. He had already built an incredible team, and he coached them to more success. And so he made $250,000 while he was hanging out in Heber. You know? That's pretty incredible. I mean, obviously none of you would want to do that. That's why you're not applauding. I understand. It's okay. Okay? But you know, those are kind of the two extremes in the book, but I want you to realize you can make money yourself, you can make money with a team, and again, that third reason right there, that's why I got started with the company. Right? All I wanted was $50,000 in residuals. And just to give you an idea, here's Fran Alexander. She and her husband, Woody, built a huge business nationwide, but a large concentration. They lived in California, a large concentration in California. They built a business in California and nationwide in the 90s. And then Woody got sick and passed away in 1999, and Fran just kind of lost her drive to build the business after that. And yet the company has continued to put more than $250,000 into her account every year just from the residuals from her team and overrides because her team's still expanding. Here's Larry Lemke. Larry the Legend, as his team calls him. Right, Inger Lemke here pictured. Again, he was responsible for opening up the state of Washington, built a huge business in the 90s, and people like Gene Leiter was out here not too long ago, and K.O. Kim Philavong, and all those guys are on Larry Lemke's team. And, you know, he got sick in 2001, passed away in 06, and Inger said, you know, Larry and I had a lot of dreams that we put on hold so we could help other people build a business. But even though Larry's not here anymore, I'm going to help my team, or I'm going to help fulfill those dreams for Larry and myself. And she's hardly been in the country in the last 7 years. And yet the company continues to put almost $200,000 a year into her account, getting paid daily. Isn't that incredible? So, and right here, this is my mentor. Mr. Dave Hall, and I'm sure some of you are familiar with this story. Most of you are familiar with this story, but for the guests in the room, no high school diploma, no GED, RVP of the state of Utah, and six figures from home. And here's what I learned. You know, some people don't want to get to Mr. Hall's level because they don't want to work that hard. But here's the deal. That's only the first time. Okay. Here's the thing. Mr. Hall works a lot less hard than you do. So if you were truly lazy, you'd get to Mr. Hall's level. Okay. But that's the idea. So let's talk about how you advance. Because once you know how to get to the first level, you know how to do the rest. Is that fair? So here we go. Just to get from junior associate to associate, okay? All you have to do is one of these three things. You're either going to sell 5 memberships in your first 30 days, and, you know, to me, that was the easiest, okay? I ended up actually doing the third way, but I thought to myself, 5 memberships, that's no big deal. I know 5 people that can use this service, okay? 5 memberships. Or you can sell 3 memberships and recruit 1 person, or you could sell 2 memberships and recruit 2 people. And that's it. And so I went home after my first event and, you know, check up, Len. I don't necessarily say that you should do this, but, you know, I went home and I called my brother-in-law. I lived in Vegas at the time. I said, dude, I just got started with Legal Shield. You're doing this with me. And I had done his loan, so I had all his information, right? I said, you're doing this with me. He was like, what? I was like, yeah. He said, he asked me a question. I gave him an answer. He said, what do you need from me? I said, just your credit card. And we signed him up, right? Today he's a director on my team, by the way. You know, so he actually went out and did something. Not only did he go out and do something, but he uses his membership 2 to 3 times every month. So let me go back here and really explain residual income to you, because he uses his membership 2 to 3 times a month. He'll never be without it. He keeps himself in pretty good shape. His family tends to live a long time. Let's, you know, modern medical advances, let's just say he lives to be 105. He was 30 when I sold it to him. That means for that 1 5-minute conversation, I will get paid for 75 years. Is that pretty good? And what makes it even better is, let's say I only live to 90. I'm 5 years older than he is. So 50 years from now, because my business is willable, my kids will begin to get paid, and they will get paid for 20 years until that old guy kicks the bucket. Right? That's pretty good for a one-time 5-minute conversation. Okay? But that's how you get from junior associate to associate. And if you do that, the company will double what they already paid you. Okay, they already paid you $34. Now they're going to give you another $34 for those memberships, and now you're at the $103 level. And here's the beautiful part: it makes the math easy. How many of you have a, you know, who's a guest in the room again? How much is your mortgage or your rent? $1,700, dude. 17 memberships a month. How many of you have ever sold 17 memberships in a month before? Okay, so that's possible. Okay, I mean, you break it down. What is that? 4 a week. Plus 1 extra the couple of days at the end of the month, right? So 4 a week, that's it. So if you're sitting down with 2 people a day and you're selling one of them, okay? How many of you have a car payment of $300 or more? Okay? So $300, right? 3 memberships a month at the associate level. Now, Ryan, you're not at the associate level. Are you a director? Manager? So for you, it's only 2, right? $350 a month. Okay? So there you go. We have something called Performance Club. And, dude, this is, I'll tell you what, this is exciting. This is exciting to me because it gives us the track to run on. We know we're performing if we're in the Performance Club, right? So some of us didn't know what to do. Now we do, okay? After 3 months, we'll give you a $150 bonus if all you're doing is 5 sales a month. 5 sales a month. After 3 months, we'll give you an extra $150. After 6 months, we'll give you another $150. And after 12 months, we'll start paying you $300 a month just for doing 5 sales. Isn't that amazing? Or if you're an egomaniac like Luke or Jared or Mr. Hall or something like that, you know, we'll pay you $500 a month so you can drive a BMW. So everyone can look at you and say, I wish I had a Beamer. And you could say, funny, I could show you how I got mine. Right? It's that simple. That's why Mr. Hill has one, right? Because have you recruited anybody because you've been driving the Beamer?
Yeah.
There you go. So the $149 to get started with the company, here's what you get for $149. You get right here, see this Associate Support Center? That's 800 employees back in Ada, Oklahoma, that are going to fix all your mistakes because you're new and you don't know what you're doing. Okay? They're going to be there to help you. I mean, where else can you start a business for $149 and have 800 employees working for you? Okay, that's pretty good right there. And then you also get this, the sponsor, the support of your sponsor and team. And you get everything else. You get a business and a box and all that. But let me explain how important your sponsor and your upline are. In the last 7 months, I've been in Oklahoma, in Texas twice, in California twice, in Oregon 3 times, in Washington 4 times, in Utah a couple of times, and then all over the state of Idaho. All because someone on my team spent $149 to get started with the company. And I said, you know what? You spent $149. I'm going to make sure I come and help you succeed. And I promise you, the person that invited you here today, it has a vested interest in helping you succeed. And that's what you're getting. For $149, you're getting their time, their expertise, their leverage, okay, and those of your upline executive director as well. So, you know, Mr. Burns, I was talking to him on the phone the other day, and, you know, he's always telling me about new people he just got faster qualified on his team. Always. In fact, in this room, the only person with a higher faster qualification percentage than me is Mr. Burns. So let's give it up for him. Over $1 billion paid out to associates over the last decade. I don't know if you realize how much $1 billion is, but let's just say you had $900 million in your bank account. You'd still be $100 million short of $1 billion. So it's a lot of money, right? We paid out over $1,000. By the way, we paid out last year, just in those car bonuses I was showing you, we paid out over $2.5 million in car bonuses last year. Okay, over 1,000 people making $50,000 or more a year. Over 400 people in this book, right? You know, this is a book of everyone who's making close to or over six figures. Over 400 people have made over six figures with the company in a given year. Okay, over 150 millionaire club members. And so, you know, it's exciting when you can read some of their stories, but it's more exciting when you can hear some of their stories. And I know we have some testimonials lined up. So if you've been asked to give a testimonial, if you'd come up to the stage and give a quick 30-second testimonial, we appreciate it. Let's give them a hand as they come up.
DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field, many years as a court reporter before the neighbor around the corner shared this information with me. And right away, the membership made sense. I knew that everyone in America needed this. And I was doing okay financially as a court reporter, but I had to keep going to do another job every day to make more money. And so when I saw the residual income attached to this, I was in. I love this company.
Shalom. In southern Israel, you say shalom y'all. I'm Daniel Rona from Jerusalem in Salt Lake City. Most of you know I'm a tour guide, a tour operator, have been for 39 years. About 11 years ago, I realized that I really can't run a business without the support of Legal Shield, so I got it to serve myself. Then my client said, well, we want that. And then their client said, we want that. 4,000 memberships later, that's created another stream of income that protects my business and creates a residual income that my business doesn't. I really love Legal Shield.
Hi, my name is Kate Burns, and I've been with this company for about 3 years. 3 years ago, when the information about Legal Shield was shared with me, I had a full-time job. I was also going to school full-time, so I was the person who didn't have a whole lot of time to really take on another project, but that needed the extra income. So I got started working very part-time, and doing that about an hour or two a day, I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months, so that really caught my attention. And it's been 2.5 years that I've been stay-at-home mom, still working the business from home on my own terms, and I just love the time freedom and the BMW that comes with all that. I love this company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED, as Mr. Sheverhood alluded to.
And I found myself doing manual labor jobs up until the age of when I was introduced to this company. And we started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week around my busy schedule. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. So we transitioned. We went full-time to Legal Shield. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, it paid us over $1 million working with this company. And I did the math in my previous place of employment. It would have taken me over 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. I love this company.
I was running because I needed a running start when you carry this much girth, not because I was excited. So these are the action steps. Obviously, the membership makes sense, or at least at the very least, I hope it's obvious that the membership makes sense. Certainly want to get a membership today before you leave, because you want to be the leader in your house. You want to make sure that you're doing the right things. You want to get your house in order, and that's just going to help you do that. Where else can you do that for $1.19 a day? Definitely a bit. How many of you would agree it's a better value than cable? It's a better value than the fill up at the Maverick every day and with your 54-ounce mug. True. Okay. Unless it's with Mountain Dew, then because Mr. Hall. it's definitely a better value than a candy bar or out of a snack machine every day. Would you agree with that? Okay. So there's definitely room in the budget for it, and it just makes sense. You're gonna feel so good when you get your membership kit in the mail and you're able to get your will done and you're going to have that card in your wallet, right, that says that I'm a Legal Shield member, and if I ever have a problem, all I have to do is call. Okay. The second action step is to become an associate. Okay. If you see an opportunity for yourself, because I'm serious about that, how many of you are self-starters? Okay. You're definitely made for this company if you're a self-starter. Okay, if you're not a self-starter, that's okay too. We've got a game plan for you. Okay, I have one girl. Just so you know, because some of you are sitting there thinking, "Well, it sounds good. Can I do this?" I want you to know, I had one girl on my team who basically was housebound. Okay, she was caring for an invalid mother. Other than short trips to the store, she couldn't really leave the house. And we got her started. We got her on a game plan, and she was able to faster qualify in 30 days. Okay, so whatever it is, we've got a game plan for you. We've got a system in place for you to use. This isn't about you. This is about a system. Okay, just like McDonald's has a system, I want you to think about this. McDonald's has a system that is so good that 16-year-olds run it. True? Okay, and they make billions of dollars every year. Okay, but the problem is, I didn't have $1.5 million to start a McDonald's. Does that make sense? But here, $149, and they've got a system for me that I can use. In fact, one of the best users of the system is Mr. Burns. Like every time I come down here, I'm always amazed. He is just a pure consumer of the system, right? And that's why he was able to make six figures his second year with the company, okay? Because he just uses the system. So we've got a system for you to use. So if you see an opportunity, if you're even thinking about it, listen. How many of you remember the tests in school that were fill in the blank? Right? How many of you filled in the blank one time, thought about it, crossed it out, put a different answer, only to find out you were right in the first place? Okay, that's happened to everyone? Listen, if you're thinking, man, this looks good, dude, sign up. It's the right answer. At the very least, it's an answer and you can make it right. Okay? So get started with the company. Get trained. Listen, you've got fantastic training here every single Wednesday night. Right? So, local leaders, people who are making six figures, who are executive directors, are in front of the room. They're teaching you how to do what they've already accomplished. And the first training, you're able to go home. Actually, you're able to stay here today. We're going to do some training this afternoon. And then you're going to be able to go home and do the first steps training online. We've got it all in place for you. Okay? So get trained, sign one membership today. I mean, no reason to wait. I mean, some people wait 29 days before they start selling memberships. But you could sell a member today, okay, and get your money back if you sell a couple of them, okay? So you could sell a membership today and take advantage of the associate benefits plan, okay? How many of you are with AT&T? My discount with AT&T pays my membership every month, okay, through the associate benefits plan. How many of you are looking to buy a car? Anybody looking to buy a car? couple of you. You know, our vehicle advantage services through our associate benefits plan will get you the best deal out there. We've got some incredible benefits. Ask your upline about it. And then earn 5-star qualifying for a BMW. Okay? That's how simple it is. So, you know, none of us are professional sales. Actually, some of you might be professional sales. I don't know. In Boise, none of us are professional sales people, and so I'm just used to saying that. But most of us aren't professional sales people, so we don't know how to close you. So I'm going to ask you just to turn to the person that invited you and let them know if you're an A, a B, or a C. Right? An A for associate. I want to be. I see the big picture. I want to get this done. I've got $149 to get going. Fantastic. B, I want to become an associate, but I have some questions still. And I may need some answers. Or C, I'm not interested in becoming an associate. I see a value in the membership, so I'm ready to sign up for that. But whether you're an A, B, or C, just let the person that invited you know. Thank you so much for having me out here. And we're going to take a 15-minute break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some training. And Mr. Hall has some stuff from corporate that he's going to share with you that's going to blow your mind. So 15 minutes. Turn to the person that invited you and let them know. Thank you so much for having me out here.